Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Ngewu and this is the Sokola Duma Transfer Wrap. And in this episode, as usual and as always, we spoke to the top journalist from Sokola Duma who speak to us about the moves that are happening in the current transfer window. No less than Aubameyang to Arsenal. Is that going to happen? Not going to happen. No less than Percy Tau to overseas. Will that happen? Will it not happen? Who's looking at him? Who's not looking at him? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Sokola Duma Radio. Alright, I'm joined now in the studio by Sokola Duma's longtime journalist Masebe Qhena, who's going to be talking to us about quite a few transfers which they've been reporting on the Sokola Duma newspaper. If you didn't know, Cape Town City are in the lookout for a goalkeeper. If you also didn't know, there's a guy called Percy Tau who's doing really, really well in the PSL at the moment. He should be the player of the season, in my opinion, at the end of the season. We'll talk about him and his options at the moment because he's a wanted man, seemingly, from what Masebe and his colleagues have been reporting on the newspaper. We'll also be talking then about a situation that he's a fan, this player, Tyson Tlatshwayo of Orlando Pirates. We perhaps were off the idea that he would be going to Orlando Pirates, but has now extended his contract. Masebe Qhena, thank you very much for joining us. Cape Town City Sage Stevens and True Abe Walters, I've asked Benny McCarthy personally about it after a game, that does he think he's certified with his goalkeepers, and he really wasn't forthcoming about it. He said that Sage Stevens was going to be his number one goalkeeper, and he became the number one goalkeeper. However, it looks like they're now looking at the options. Let's talk to those options. Who are those options? We know that there's a Kaizer Chiefs goalkeeper that is on their radar and a Chipper United goalkeeper. Let's talk about those.
Good day to you, Nguja, and to the listeners. Always good to be here. Looking at Cape Town City and their squad at the moment, you can clearly see that they do need a goalkeeper to add to the team. That's one of the positions I feel that they are lacking in. You must remember that at the start of the season they had a Zimbabwean goalkeeper in Benny McCarthy's squad.
Tatenda
Mukuruva, yes, he was with them, but he has since left the club and hasn't
Zamora
been replaced.
There's another one,
yeah,
actually, Samora,
yeah,
Mufaum,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The goalkeeper who had a stint with Pirates is also no longer there. So what is happening right now is that they are currently looking. We know that as we reported in Sokola Duma, their target, their main target, was Umunu Joseph from Vets, but at the moment Vets are not looking at parting ways with the experienced goalkeeper. So now they have since Cape Town City, they have since shifted their focus to brilliant Kul Uzwayo at Kaizer Chiefs, as well as Brighton Mhlongo as another option. Obviously that will depend on whether those two players or one of them will be made available by their clubs.
Just quickly, we know Brighton has just signed recently from Pirates to Chipper United, so we would think that there is a year or so, there are a year or two still left in his current contract. Brent Kuzwayo's situation is different, though. What is different about his contract situation and the likelihood of a pre-contract? Let's talk to that a little bit before we move on.
Yeah, Kuzwayo's situation is different, as you rightly put it, because his contract will be expiring in June this year. You must remember that the football manager at Kaizer Chiefs, Mr. Bobby Motaung, recently briefed the media in a press conference that was there at Kaizer Chiefs in Natorena, saying that they are looking at exercising the contract of the player. We understand that there are discussions currently taking place between the club and the player, because as you know, that he is not just any other player, but a very quality goalkeeper. Unfortunately, he's competing with one of the best, if not the best in the country.
Yeah, the country's
because,
best
you know,
goalkeeper.
He's the number one Bafana Bafana goalkeeper, Itumeleng Nkune. So, you can imagine, you can understand why there's interest in him. Let's wait and see. But at the moment, as things stand, Kuzwayo's contract with Chiefs is coming to an end in June.
All right. I suppose one of those discussions would be about the guarantees of game time. And unfortunately, a football manager cannot guarantee a game time. It's only the coach that can do that. And then, by far, one of the best performing midfielders in the country. He plays for Mamelodi Sundowns. They're leading the log. He is the second top goal scorer behind Rodney Ramakarera, not too far behind. I think the gap is now 3 goals or 4 goals. He's closed that gap considerably, and considering that he's also an attacking midfielder and not necessarily a number 9 striker, a conventional striker. That is Percy Tau. Well, I was amazed, or I was excited, when I saw your team on the Siyagopoza section reporting about links to Percy Tau, because we all want them to move to overseas and prove themselves. There was something mentioned about Bongani Zungu as well, saying that this guy deserves to play overseas. Map the facts for us with regards to Percy Tau.
First of all, regarding Percy, let me first say that I'm not surprised at all, and I know that I'm not the only one who is surprised at hearing that there is interest in him from overseas. He's a quality player, one of the best up and coming midfielders we have in the country. Doing very well for Mamelodi Sundowns. The coach there, Mr. Pizzo Misumane, and his technical team are very, very happy with his progress. There's interest in him coming from Russia, Turkey, and France, as we reported in Sokala Duma, the latest one. I'll be honest with you, I don't think Sundowns, the technology of Sundowns, will allow any kind of situation where they will release they will sell Percy to any other club at the moment, because he's very instrumental in their aspirations of wanting to win the league and to go and try and do well again in the Champions League. Especially also they are currently having a situation with Kamar Billiard, one of their top players as well, whose future is uncertain at the moment because of his contract situation that is coming to an end. For now, there is interest in Percy from overseas, but as for him leaving, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, it's something that we'll look forward to. And of course, the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns have a 4-point gap now over their nearest rivals means that they cannot really afford to sell their players, even though Brocky looked good, Serena looked good on their debuts. And finally, Mr. Klinger, Thulani Hlatshwayo, I'm sure he's one of your favorites centre-backs or defenders in the country, because he's a Bafana Bafana defender, he's a Bafana Bafana captain rather, and he is the captain of the reigning champions now, Bidvest Wits, even though they're not doing well at the moment. He's recently signed a contract, he's recently extended his current stay at Bidvest Wits. Pirates were a team that were serious about pursuing his services. They were the only ones that, I personally had read of. Let's talk about the situation and what it means now. Now that he's extended the contract, what would it then mean in the context of him moving to another team?
Orlando Pirates have been interested in Thulani Hlatshwayo for some time now. That was even before he moved to Wits from Ajax Cape Town in 2014. I remember very well Pirates and Sundowns were the two teams that were showing a lot of interest in him, but the player chose at the time to go and Wits for the reasons he explained at the time, saying that he wanted to be at Wits. They have tried, they are still trying. I'm talking about Pirates now, to bring him on board. If you look at Misho's team at Pirates at the moment, you will notice that he has been making a lot of changes in his defense. You see players like Shitolo, you see players like Munetsi, you see
Mayela sometimes, Dube.
All the players, Matlab. Yeah, there seems to be a bit of a problem at the moment with him not knowing who he should play as his back four. And a player of Sajrayo's caliber is a player who can come and add experience there and organize, you know, is a captain both at Vets and in Bafana Bafana. He's got leadership qualities, experience. We have tried checking with the Vets. We have been told by various sources that it doesn't look like he's gonna leave, in this current transfer window. Maybe at the end of the season, if Paris are still interested in the player.
All right, I suppose then we shouldn't be expecting any swap deal for Mopara anytime soon. Or if that's still on, that is just me thinking out loud. Otherwise, thank you very much. Masebe Klena is a Sokola Duma journalist. We appreciate your time and expertise. We thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Right, I'm now joined on the line by Sokola Duma International editor David Kapel. David, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's always a pleasure chatting to you. How are you?
I'm very well, man. Likewise as well. So far, so good. Sanchez over the line finally to Manchester United, even though we perceived him to be going to Manchester City. Quickly on that, what are your opinions? Is he going to change the game for United? Is he going to help their cause in the Champions League? What are your thoughts on that transfer?
Look, he's definitely a world-class addition to their squad. They have lots of young players, particularly up front. He's 29 years. He has played 3.5 years in the Premier League. He was in Spain, Italy, so he's a proven goal scorer. His pace, his experience will definitely help United. I think he's a very good signing for them. What makes it even better is that City, United's biggest rivals, were very close to signing him, and they hijacked him at the last minute, so it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I was saying to your colleague last week, and I don't want us to talk really about Sanchez, but I said that it was a victory because Man City have a victory in the table and in the actual football because they're beating all of our teams, my team included, that is Chelsea. And now Manchester United gets one over them with the signing of Sanchez. And then as a result of that, which is why you're here, as a result of that, now Arsenal need to scramble for a replacement. A replacement that is doing tricks at his current club, not pitching up for certain important meetings. It looks like they're very close to signing him. That is Africa's former CAF Footballer of the Year, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who plays for Borussia Dortmund. Arsenal now are scrambling to get someone who will replace Sanchez, and it looks like it's him. Pave the way for us and talk to us about the complications, about swap deals, no swap deals, about this particular deal.
Look, Aubameyang also is a world-class player, in my opinion. He recently became the top African goal scorer in Bundesliga history. He's 2 goals away from scoring his 100th goal. He has a goal ratio of 1 goal per game that he averages in the Bundesliga. So he's 28, he's experienced. I think he would do really well at Arsenal. Because also, what many think is like a negative trend because he's a character, you know, his off-pitch drama. But I think Arsenal need a few players like that in their squad. They're too brave. They're too nice over there at the Emirates Stadium.
And that's a very good point, yeah.
And now it's basically up to the clubs. They're negotiating about the fee. Last thing I heard is that Dortmund are holding out for £60 million. Arsenal are somewhere around £45 million. What could actually trigger the deal is if Oliver Giroud moves the other way, because if Dortmund let their main striker go, he scored 23 goals for them this season. Obviously, they need a replacement. There's only a few days left in the transfer window. So if Giroud would go the other way, I think they will agree on a deal. But Arsenal mustn't become too cocky and thinking now there's a player that desperately wants to leave. We can bargain the price. I don't think Dortmund will play that game.
So the price, they would want Giroud, that is Dortmund, in this deal. They would accept him, but they will still evaluate Aubameyang at £60 million. They would still want the £60 million.
I think Giroud is the only way to bring the price down a little bit, but Arsenal are trying too hard to bring the price even lower. Because, like you mentioned, Aubameyang missed certain team meetings. He missed training. He was suspended from games. But I think you must take all of that out of the picture. He's still a proven goal scorer. He's still a world class player. Dortmund don't need to sell him, because when the window closes, he will stop his games. He will start playing again. He will come back into this team, because the squad actually is a very, very popular player among his teammates.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not as bad as biting players to push for a transfer like Luis Suarez was doing before he moved to Barcelona. He's missing this meeting seemingly because he wants to push for a transfer. We move right along then to another ripple effect that was a cause. Not necessarily a cause per se, but one of the stories that you guys, your team, in the international section of Soccer Latuma's website, wrote about Aymeric Laporte to Manchester City. One of the things that were mentioned on that article, I remember reading it, was that Pep Guardiola doesn't really now want to play around after he was pipped to Sanchez by Manchester United. They want to wrap up Aymeric Laporte. I believe he's a defender. You tell us more about this deal, Manchester City for Aymeric Laporte.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very close. Laporte plays for Athletic Bilbao in Spain. He has been a target of Pep for a few years since he arrived at Manchester City. However, he initially decided to stay at Athletic Bilbao. His release clause is now at 65 million euros. It actually rises another 5 million if he doesn't move before June. So that plays a role. But as you mentioned, Pep lost out to Alexis Sanchez. He doesn't want to find himself in a similar situation in after the season, because Laporte actually played for the Barcelona boss, Ernesto Valverde, when he was still at Athletic Bilbao. He's a big fan of Laporte, so there could be another situation where all of a sudden...
You need to act very quickly before Valverde signs the player.
Yes, because City could fight with Barca now for the player after the season, but now in the January transfer window, Barca won't have enough money to sign Laporte. So that's why I think it's the main reason why Pep is pushing ahead with this transfer now already.
And interestingly, I was saying to someone that Manchester City really need a central defender, because it looks like Mangala is not favoured by Guardiola, and even when he plays, he doesn't really play like a City player. John Stones and Vincent Kompany are injured sometimes, so he has essentially one stable defender in Otamendi. And then my team, unfortunately, we've been trying to sign players, and comically we've been linked with a lot of players that I really wouldn't like to sign for Chelsea, but that's neither here nor there. They are, though, inroads in a Roma duel of Edin Dzeko and Emerson. They've been linked to Chelsea, and it looks like something is happening about this deal. You let us know more about this deal. At what point is it now?
Look, as you said, Chelsea have been linked with a couple of strikers that don't really make sense right now. Peter Crouch, Andy Carroll, you know, at the level that Chelsea are playing, how do these players improve the squad? Edin Dzeko, on the other hand, he's a proven goal scorer. He's scoring his goals in Italy. He scored a lot of goals for Manchester City. He scored goals for Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga. He's 31 years old, though. Roma, because of his age and because he's one of the highest paid players at the club, would actually not be hesitant to let him go at this stage in his career. Chelsea need another striker, because Morata is not performing as well as people had expected. Batshuayi off the bench doesn't seem to be a Conte type player. So that's why Chelsea are keen to buy him. I've been reading that they don't want to buy any like really big names. That's why, for example, they're not in for Aubameyang, because the future of Antonio Conte is uncertain. And then after the season, maybe a new manager comes in and he doesn't want a player like Aubameyang. So that's why they don't really want to splash a lot of cash. But now Emerson, on the other hand, the left back. Chelsea need another player at left back, because they only have Alonso there.
They need a backup for him. He's been massive at left back, but you always look at the replacement. When they're replacing him, they put Victor Moses or Zappacosta, so there's no cover at left back.
Yes, it would be a player, a right footed player that plays out of position. Azpilicueta has also played there a lot of times, but they need another left foot, because there's so many games that they play over a season. Alonso has been starting in most of them. He's been playing really well, but he still needs to be at the top of his game at the end of the season. So that's why they need a player that can rotate with him, and it sounds like Emerson is really close.
Before I let you go, though, as you are speaking and you're describing the situation, it takes me back to the part where we were linked, that Chelsea were linked with Peter Crouch and also Andy Carroll. At some point, for me, the short-termism struck me as a manager not intending to stay very long at Chelsea, even now with Edin Dzeko, someone that is 31 years old, is that like a strong message that we can read from and say, this guy is looking to sign short-term guys that will win him something within the next 6 to 12 months because he knows that he may not be there beyond this period? Is that how it's coming across to you as well?
Look, it's a bit weird. I don't know if it's coming from the manager or if it's coming from the club. There seems to be some differences between the club and the manager about the transfer policy, and that's why Conte, he has been in multiple interviews, said that he's not happy with his current squad, with the transfers. He recently said now Willian, one of his preferred players, is injured and he only has Ross Barkley on the bench, that many thought that was a swipe at the management. So there seems to be, despite him winning the Premier League in his first season and doing really well, that he's not getting the players he wants, and sooner or later I think either the club or he himself, they will go separate ways.
Unfortunately, probably that's what's going to happen, because it's a revolving door at Chelsea. That is David Capel, he's the international editor of Soccer La Duma. We thank you very much for your thoughts and expertise.
It's always fun chatting to you. Thanks. Soccer La Duma
Radio. And as always, sincere gratitude for you listening to this show. Of course, you can always follow all these stories, transfer stories, on the Soccer La Duma website. Every Wednesday, the Soccer La Duma newspaper. You can read on the page of the Siya Kopoza about the main stories about players, where they're going, which clubs are looking for which players. Otherwise, for this show, for now, for this week, I hope you enjoyed it. Soccer La Duma Radio. Soccer La Duma Radio.